This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, October the 2nd, will be marked in people's memories by the shooting in Las Vegas. Victoria Keelan here to discuss with Kara Schillen. Jennifer is on the mend, back probably on the morrow. 50 people at least were killed by this guy. 200 people at least injured. Stephen Paddock, 64, the only gunman, shot at thousands of concert goers. He was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay, the open-air Coliseum, which seats, what did you say, Kara, 40,000, I think, that was next door to the Mandalay Bay.
I know that there were thousands and thousands of people there for the concert over the course of the days, but I don't know how many it seats exactly.
Yeah. Shots just kept coming and coming and coming. So anyway, there's not much you can do with this Asian woman that was with him. I don't know the... There's a name associated with her, but she's apparently...
Mary Lou Hanley, I think her name is.
Really? Has she been arrested, too?
They haven't confirmed that. The sheriff seemed to say that they were confident that they had her, that they had the right person they were looking for, but he said they weren't 100% sure. That was the last update that I saw on that. I guess, obviously, she was traveling with him, so they want to figure out, you know, what the heck happened.
Yeah. All right. So there's that to deal with in a manner of speaking... More senseless, needless violence at the hand of some madman who's angry about something, who the hell knows what. It's something to be angry about, or is it? The fact that in Puerto Rico, at least half of the residents don't have any drinking water. Victoria and I were talking off the air, perhaps you've heard us discussing in previous incarnations her involvement with a dog rescue facility that's in Puerto Rico, and they don't have any water for the dogs, they don't have any water for the people. They're thinking about eating dog food because they can't get any food. There's not, the supplies are coming slowly to San Juan and to the island. There is, I know the president went after the mayor and the governor about leadership. And so in the meantime, it's more than kind of a mess. I'm not sure that we really understand what do we do? I mean, under the circumstances, what does the individual person do? You've given to all of these aid operations. And then once again, I don't want to turn this. Well, it is, the whole situation is negative. So when you think about the amount of money that's gone to the Red Cross and the fact they have access, they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. You mean to tell me they can't hire a plane to fly stuff in? The airport's not closed.
Well, I think the problem, though, is that there are, I think they said a couple thousand of those big containers, you know, the big metal, I don't know, what are they called? Those, like, big storage-type units that travel on those big container ships?
Yeah, they're containers.
The big tanker things?
Yeah.
They have, I think, a couple thousand of them, and they're just sitting there. And they have supplies and everything in them, but the problem is there's no gasoline on the island. So no one can actually transport any of the stuff that is there. It's just sitting there. And now they have, you know, armed guards and everything, making sure no one steals anything or that it, you know, goes to the right people. But that's really the problem. They need to bring gasoline. Somehow, what they have to do.
They can fly that stuff in on tankers as well. They can get gas.
But I mean, it's the on the ground transport that's where the system has kind of come to a screeching halt.
Well, don't know what the solution is for that, and maybe that makes it worth nothing or not much to talk about it. Let's back up a little bit to the shooter. I just identified this fellow, 64-year-old guy, and then I thought about. Why would I do that? Why do I want to give this guy credibility or acknowledgement? That's what he wants, or most of the time that's what these people want. They want to be known. So does the fact that if you mention a person's name, does that make somebody more likely, not as likely, doesn't make any difference to do it, to follow in the footsteps of person X? Is it the act or is it the notoriety that comes with the act that gets people to do this?
That's a great question. I would assume it would be maybe both, maybe one, maybe the other. I don't know. I think if someone's going to do something crazy like this, they're going to do it no matter what. And probably knowing it's a suicide mission, you know. I mean, I doubt this person thought that he would get away with it and wouldn't be killed in the middle of it, which he was.
Well, even having the conversation about it, I feel an obligation to discuss some of the ramifications of these things on the program. But then I think to myself, you said to me when we first started a few hours ago, you know, and I said, no, I don't want to talk about it at all. And then as we went on the air, I started thinking about it. Okay, so maybe we need to address it to a certain extent. Yeah. But then addressing it doesn't fix anything. It doesn't solve anything. It doesn't make it better. And so what's the, you know, you can listen to all this garbage from all these fools on television that do breaking news and show you the same video over and over again and the screams of people and all that stuff.
No wonder no one watches the news.
Go there? Why do I want to go there? Yeah. So I just, okay, we're done with that. Done. Finished. This is actually looking at the things that today is all about. Monday, the second World Habitat Day, which is aimed at honoring Habitat for Humanity. Been around for about 40 years. Was this founded in the UN or is it just an adjunct? I never really knew there was a direct connection with Habitat for Humanity to UN.
I'm not quite sure. I think it was started on its own, and then I think the UN General Assembly, I think they got involved and officially endorsed it. Yeah. I think that's sort of what put it kind of in the mainstream.
A lot of good things happen as a result of Habitat for Humanity's work. A lot of good things happen. It's also World Bullying Prevention Day. This is a 10-year-old movement seeking to empower children to speak out against bullying. It is not. I don't think it's just up to the. I don't see that it's up to the children at all, just by themselves. I think the parents, in many circumstances, especially using social media, the parents sometimes are more involved or more guilty of stupid stuff than the children are. It's maybe equal opportunity thingamabobber, but. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think in school, when parents aren't there and they don't really see what's happening, if kids, the whole point of this is that if kids see someone getting bullied, then, you know, then try to help the person out. Stand up to it, report it, say, you know, don't just be silent and look the other way, which a lot of kids do because they don't want to get involved and they don't want to become the targets themselves. So I think it's a terrible situation. Online bullying is... that's a whole different beast, and I agree with you, Doug, on the parent thing. Parents need to really know what their kids are up to, and they need to be checking in on social media because you have no idea.
Yeah, people use the television for a babysitter.
Yeah,
kids have at very early ages, way too young. These phones, they get on them and do all kinds of stuff. No, 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 no. It's absurd to think that some 7, 8, 9-year-old kid needs to have an iPhone. What the hell?
And they all do.
For what reason? There's no good reason.
They text their friends.
If people
say,
my kids are safe. What the hell would you do if there wasn't a cell phone around? Come on. This is... All right.
It's funny.
You could call home on a payphone, but they don't exist anymore.
No, well, the funny thing though is that the parents who say that now all grew up in a place where they didn't have cell phones and managed to make it out okay. Like we had bomb threats in my school, or I grew up and we had a freaking sniper when I was in elementary school, and none of us had cell phones, and we managed
I survived without a cell phone. I'd like to think I could survive without one today as well. Thank you very much. Also today. Maybe more importantly, is World Farm Animal Day. This was created in memory of Mahatma Gandhi, who believed in treating all living beings with respect. And I guess maybe I would be a Gandhiist. What's a follower of Gandhi as a Gandhiist? Gandhi, this is a Gandhiism. I believe that all living beings do deserve respect. And so people say to me, well, what about you swat the fly? Or, you know, there's a mosquito in your car and you squash it against the windshield or whatever it is. There are mosquitoes. I did that in the truck.
I feel like we can make an exception for mosquitoes.
Well, the mosquito was flying around and I was more concerned with the mosquito was than watching where I was driving. So I opened the window hoping that the mosquito would go out and it didn't. So that was the end of that. Flies are just GD annoying.
I believe Gandhi actually said that too once. Flies are GD annoying.
No.
Yeah, that's so Gandhi. You really channeled him.
I have, yes, right. And you know what, doggone it, we missed Beer Drinking Day last Friday. Drink a Beer Day, one of the oldest man-made beverages. I didn't realize that, but beer was first brewed back in the 10th century. Do you know that?
That's wild.
Beer.
I did not know that.
One would wonder how that started. How would someone have put a bunch of hops and grains and stuff in a bathtub and filled it with water?
Well, I don't think they had a bathtub in the year 900, but but yes, probably in some sort of concoction, most likely an animal hide. They were probably boiling water over a fire and somehow made beer.
Mm.
That's my guess, right?
I'm sorry, you didn't celebrate it. I celebrated all day Saturday.
Did you really?
Oh.
Making that beer. Good for you.
Yep. Went to Oktoberfest.
That's right, it's October. Some places have Oktoberfest in September, which I never quite understood, but I don't understand. I guess a lot of things. Here's something I do understand. The best way for those of you who are employers to get new talent, to get great talent, to get new hires, great hires for your business, you're on a short timeline. You're on a short leash. The boss says, I got to get somebody in here by the end of the week. So go to it, Fred. And Fred says, oh, man, what am I going to do? How can I find somebody that's really good in the next couple of days? And to the rescue comes the Zip Recruiter. I guess I could be the Zip Recruiter because I'm telling you the story about ZipRecruiter.com. With Zip Recruiter, you can post your job to hundreds of websites, leading job boards, one click only, and then you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen, the posting is being seen by the right candidates and hundreds of them. Then ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's what makes ZipRecruiter different from the other sites. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate just 24 hours after they post. So get on board. ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try ZipRecruiter free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminates and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Monday, Dolly Parton, listen to this.
Forever, you and I should always stay together.
She sounds so good.
This is fabulous.
Adventures can be fun. I love this. Together Forever from her new children's album, I Believe in You, which also includes a reading of her Coat of Many Colors story. Wow. This is very good stuff.
I don't think she's ever done a kids album. I think this is her first foray into that.
Listen to how tough she is. How she just sounds always the same, no matter what.
Yeah.
Right? What a great lesson for all of us. And who, what, where, and why. You know what I mean? You and I should always stay together. All right. So we have three songs in our new Music Monday exercise. And the first one for your consideration is this one from Dolly Parton. Next on the list is Shania Twain from her first studio album in 15 years. Album's called now. This song's called Let's Kiss. Let's Kiss. Thank you, Doug. Let's Kiss and Make Up.
Is it an unpopular opinion if I say this sounds exactly like her other single to me? And it's not really country-ish? I don't know. I feel like
it's not country.
I like her country stuff better than whatever this kind of poppy thing is.
I like this song. But that doesn't mean you're never right.
I just don't think it really sounds like her. I think that it sounds so produced and so much stuff over top of it. She's got a beautiful voice, and I feel like I can't really hear it that much with this song.
I feel like this is what she's always sounded like.
Really?
I don't know. In my mind, I was never a Shania fan, so like in my mind, all her songs kind of sounded like this,
yeah.
With like a weird production element on her voice.
Yeah, I don't mind a little production. Don't mind her voice. I like her career. I pretty much like everything about Shania Twain. Let's kiss and make up. All right, so you've heard from all three of us on these two tunes. Now let's see what we do with Miley Cyrus, a new Music Monday. It's from a new album called Younger Now. A song called Rainbow Land, and Dolly's in this one with Miley. Is she godmother, I think, right?
Yes. Yep.
Let's see if we like this. This sounds much more
this
country.
This is more country.
Yeah.
One key look will sweep away. It's the only song I think you know where I stand. I believe we can start living in a rainbow land.
This is like honky tonk. I like it.
Living in the rainbow land.
This. We were hoping that Dolly would be singing an up-tempo song with Miley, yep. And it is. Yeah. I think it's adorable.
So the three songs for your consideration, if you're nosing around for some good new music to find, listen to Dolly Parton's Together Forever is a thumbs up. Shania Twain, Let's Kiss and Make Up is a thumbs up, at least for me. And Miley Cyrus with Dolly is a thumbs up as well. That's the way I look at it. What about you ladies? You're on board?
I think so.
We all agree. Wow.
Hey, it's the East Coast Open at 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Volvo rolls out a new SUV with the identical horsepower to the Porsche Macan Turbo. The XC60 has always been Volvo's bestseller in the United States, but for 2018 it comes with 400 horsepower in the T8. Volvo added a turbo, a supercharger and an electric motor to make its four-cylinder XC60 a plug-in hybrid supercharged turbo SUV. It starts considerably less than the Porsche. The Volvo XC60 is expected to start in the mid-$40,000 range. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four after the hour now on today's DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I always want to say with Victoria Horn or Jennifer Keelan. Or mix and match time. Anyway, the day continues with a lot of people in the news. Interesting, Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook. We're all familiar with him, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Right. He posted a message on his Facebook page, asking for forgiveness. He's handing over 3,000 Russia-linked ads to Congress that were bought in the months before the election. He wrote on his Facebook page last night, "Tonight concludes Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year for Jews, when we reflect on the past year and ask forgiveness for our mistakes. For those I hurt this year, I ask forgiveness and I will try to be better." He continued, quote, "For the ways my work was used to divide people rather than bring us together, I ask forgiveness. I will work to do better May we all be better in the year ahead, and may you all be inscribed in the book of life. Facebook under a lot of scrutiny. Company has said that it would disclose all these ads to Congress, the 3,000 that we're talking about, purchased by the Russians. The congressional investigators, is this appropriate? I guess I wonder whether we have all of this focus on this. At least one of the ads specifically mentioned Black Lives Matter, targeted to reach Baltimore and Ferguson, where there was certainly a lot of trouble this past year. Zuckerberg also wrote, I care deeply about the democratic process and protecting its integrity. I don't want anyone to use our tools to undermine democracy. That's not what we stand for. He said his company found and shut down thousands of fake accounts that attempted to influence the elections, not only here, but apparently elsewhere around the world. He said, I wish I could tell you that we're going to be able to stop all interference, but that just wouldn't be realistic. There'll always be bad actors in a world, and we can't prevent all government from interference. Has there been a problem at Twitter with this as well, Victoria? Haven't there been some things that have reflected poorly on Twitter with the same kind of action or interaction?
It doesn't seem to be as high profile.
No, it's
as
not
Facebook.
As high profile.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Because Twitter doesn't have ads. So, or they,
so
if they have something that's targeted, Twitter just really isn't that effective for doing, you know, if anybody was up to something, Twitter's not an effective tool. Facebook is, because, you know, you spend more time on Facebook and the ads are right in your face and fake news stories can get easily circulated. And that happens on Twitter as well. But Twitter has such a fast burn rate now that, you know, once you tweet
something. What does that
mean?
Would you explain what that means, burn rate?
It basically means if you're looking at the thread of Twitter, that everything changes in front of your screen so quickly. It's like if you imagine it like a ticker, it's just, it goes by so fast because there are so many millions of users that you don't really see anything for all that long, which is a problem that Twitter has had, which is why they're trying to expand the number of characters, which is a story we did a week ago. Yeah. They're going from 140 to 280 because they're trying to get to lure people back into Twitter. Because people feel like you can't really get your message out the way that you used to be able to. Because it just, there's so much, you're just inundated with so much other information.
So much stuff. It's just too much.
Yeah.
All right, the national anthem has been a football, pardon the pun, been kicked around here the last couple of weeks. The folks at Fox said they're not going to air the national anthem before games anymore. They'll start the game after the anthem is over. Yesterday there were more of these events. It looked like there were more people standing up. I know at the Patriots game, they all stood up. And
they lock arms, right?
Yep. They have one hand over their heart. The other hand is on the shoulder of the player next to them. At least that's what happened at the Patriots game. I don't know what happened to some of the other games.
Some of the other games, a lot of the players and coaches were kneeling together. And, I mean, it just seems like people are trying to support their teammates, you know, and it's kind of a, it's become such a big thing now that, I don't know, I mean.
Matter of fact,
again,
in other sports news, if we want to get into this thing when it comes down to high schools, the state of Louisiana says they're going to punish students who are kneeling during the national anthem. They'll suspend them from school, remove them from sports teams, that sort of thing. One of the principals in a school went so far as to send a letter to parents warning them that their children would be subject to disciplinary action if they take part in any demonstrations. The principal wrote, quote, Parkway High School requires student athletes to stand in a respectful manner through the national anthem during any sporting event. Failure to comply will result in loss of playing time, participation, whatever. They'll be booted, basically, is what the head coach and the principal told the students. So
I feel like this is the wrong approach, because if you want kids to start really acting out, tell them that there's a mandate on how they have to act You know, they're seeing their, these are high school football students and other sports as well, but it's football season. So they're seeing, you know, their idols on TV taking part in these protests. They, you know, sometimes they, kids want to emulate the, you know, the people that they heroize. So this is hero worship. And this is the, to me, this is just going to cause so many more problems if they try to force kids to do anything like this and making sure that they stand through it or whatever. I think this is going to be, this is going to blow up in their face. I think ignoring them, if it's, I think ignoring it might be better, but telling kids that this is how they have to handle it, you're asking for trouble.
This is on the heels of me suggesting that public displays of dissension are good. I believe that if you feel strongly about something, you should display your feelings. Now, having said that, there are gradient levels that go with different activities, and I think there are symbols that mean something, or that ought to mean something, because we have an obligation to teach children as they come along what the responsibility is to be in America. It's not just here. Everything is so darn easy these days for everybody. This is too easy. We're not appreciating, I don't think we're showing appreciation appropriately for a lot of the things, a lot of sacrifices. And maybe this is a, becomes a phony, baloney kind of way of looking at it. But at some point in time, there's got to be something that instills excitement or extends, it extols appreciation. We have an experience here that we wouldn't have if people hadn't dedicated themselves to protecting and or saving what we have here. And so to just let it slip by without people understanding what the meaning is, the symbol of the flag or the symbol of the anthem is about the people who enabled the flag to be raised, or in terms of the Star-Spangled Banner, it is the lyric line of it is about the patriots who were involved in the first real battles for our country's freedom. And those things,
and they were fighting for. But see, this is where I get conflicted. They, you know, when you, and I agree with everything you're saying. But when you think of the principles that they were fighting for, it would be very interesting if we had a time machine and we asked Thomas Jefferson, "What do you think about this?" You know, just as an intellectual discussion, you know, not a political thing, but just sharing a dialogue of, you know, well, are we honoring the people who fought and gave their lives to give us these freedoms by standing for the anthem, or are we honoring them by exercising the right that they fought and died for to give us? So are we exercising our right to peacefully protest and share our First Amendment right? So it's to me, I'm on the fence a lot
it's
with
a
this
fine line.
Yeah,
frankly, is a conundrum there.
Yeah.
Also in the world of sports, Mark Cuban has installed facial recognition software. Did you see the first night of the new season on Shark Tank last night?
Oh, I didn't, but I wanted to see this season because who was on it?
The guy who, Mr. Wonderful, is not there. Cuban's sitting in the middle. The two ladies were around him, and there's the guy who started BAI Drinks. Bai, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Bai.
He became very.
He's new
from Pakistan. Yeah, fabulous story. Anyway, yeah, he's new, and there were a couple of good stories there.
I love that show.
It's a fabulous show. It really is.
It's really good.
It's the best of what is American. And that's why I brought it up, because of Cuban. So, anyway, American Airlines Center, where they play the Mavericks play, he says, "I'm always trying to get an edge that will help the Mavs win. So one of the things we looked at was what else we could do to give ourselves an advantage. Having spent too many hours in casinos, we noticed that it keeps us up. There are things they did that kept us awake all night long, so we reached out to scientists that re-oxygenate the casinos to keep people awake and alert. It pulls out the oxygen, cleans, re-oxygenates it. That's the same thing we did with lighting." So
that's what they have in their locker room now.
Yeah.
That's
they
amazing.
Have all this ventilation for everything. The shoe drawers are ventilated now, big screens, so they can see what's going on with each other in the. It's a really interesting. He's a very smart guy, I think.
Yeah, he is. I find him really interesting. But it's also cool. The facial recognition is interesting because it's, you would think it's not really necessary for a locker room. However, you know, I mean, look at Tom Brady's jersey. Remember that was when it was stolen because some guy wandered into the locker room.
Gonna save that, puppy. Yep.
Yeah. So this is a security measure. It's for team strategy. There's a lot of things that he put into this. He wouldn't say how much he spent on all of it, which I'm sure at some point they're going to find out how many millions of dollars this cost. But, hey, good luck to the Mavs.
He wants to win.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsey Vonn, the skier, says she wants to race against men. Is she the best female skier now?
I believe yes.
100 wins, 190 podium appearances over her career. Mm-hmm. She has one goal, competing against men in world competition. There is apparently a chance next month that she might be able to do that. There's a race, the Women's Cup in Lake Louise in Canada, the end of November. So she's apparently association, what is it, the Ski U.S. Ski and some Snowboard Association, convinced the International Ski Federation, who before has said no to her request. Now they... they're saying, oh, well, maybe.
Well, when does the Battle of the Sexes movie come out? They should schedule it at the same time and then make a big phenom out of it. Yeah. I know it comes out sometime soon if it's not this
weekend. I think it opened in short release this past weekend and wider release next weekend. And by the way, Meredith, that was the other movie that I was thinking about.
I'm glad I could remind you.
What the other movie was. I couldn't remember what it was. That was the movie. Anyway, so Lindsey Vonn wants to race against man. I hope she does and I hope she wins. How about them apples? Speaking of winning, here's a way. Remember when we all were using that expression because Charlie Sheen was a winner and he said, I'm winning. Winning, you want to win? Here's the way to win. There are so many success stories that are coming in being tracked by the folks who are making the fruits and veggies. Yes, it's balance of nature time, ladies and gentlemen. Time for us to think about how you can enhance your immune system, keep your body healthy, keep your life happy. That's really, 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 really what reality is all about. Trying to make it through life feeling as strong as you can and as good as you can about your own health and well-being. And these fruits and vegetables, they're all ripened before they are dried and put into the capsules that you get from Balance of Nature. Take one in the morning. Well, actually, what did you tell me? You looked at the jar and you said I was wrong. I'm supposed to take three at a time?
Yes.
Of each?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I take one in the morning and one at night of each of them. You can do as you will. The more you take, that's the good thing about this, because it's all food. It's all food. So nothing, you could drink the whole, you know, there's 30 capsules in each jar. You could take them all at once if you wanted to. Not that I'm recommending that, but you could, because it's all food, not going to hurt you. It's going to help you. And if you stay on a constant, steady diet of this because of the fruits and vegetables that are in these servings, and each of these capsules costs 22 cents per serving, you will enhance your immune system 700%. Guaranteed. And you can judge that. You can get your system checked up by your doctor. Pretty easy to do. So, balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV to get the first month of your Balance of Nature capsules free. The fruits and vegetables are yours without cost. Try it. You will like it. And make sure that they know that you're getting these. You want the first month free. Only way you get that is to go to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. All right, have I convinced you? I hope
very
I have.
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. I'd like to think that I was convincing. Well, Kara and Victoria on this stuff. And you'll see, you'll feel the difference as we get on the months. Enhance your immune system. This is an easy, easy way to do it. Balanceofnature.com, code DJV. 10 before the hour.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Flashback. A lot of these themes are, yes. Theme from Charlie's Angels playing in the background. And I know that means Chuck Curry has something. It must be somebody's birthday, Bosley's birthday, or one of the girls. What's going on here? What's
the story? The studio's looking to do a reboot and reportedly eyeing Kristen Stewart of Twilight fame to headline the new Angel cast.
Oh. That sounds
terrible. Who else would be likely?
Yeah, it's interesting.
That sounds awful.
Yeah,
I get why they want to do it because she's still a name in the business, and I guess she has legion of fans from the Twilight movies.
I don't know who she is. Who is she? I don't know who she is.
She played Bella, right, in the Twilight movies.
Yeah, you've seen her in stuff, Doug.
She's done a lot of independent movies over the last 5 years. She made so much money with those Twilight movies. She basically get pick and choose what roles she wants to do, and she's chosen to do a lot of indie based movies, and some of her performances I think have been pretty interesting.
Really?
Yeah, very internal. The only thing about her acting style, which I don't really dig for the most part, is very internalized acting style, which can be frustrating. It depends on the viewer, but I don't really like actors who are not emotion, but you know, sort of like hold the emotion inside when they act, and she's one of those actresses that do that.
Huh. Yeah. All right. Well, Charlie's Angels coming back for this would be the third time you count the TV show, right?
Correct.
Yeah, which was how a lot of this stuff all started. So let's see what happens. All right, Chucker's got a review of the movies that came out this past weekend, including box office totals, and I'll review the Tom Cruise movie. Chucker, did you see it too?
I did not.
You did? Okay. So I can be the star of the day with you? That'd be okay?
No problem.
Thank you, sir. Right after this.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
Writing books was a natural progression. I was a journalism major at University of Florida. My actual major was news editing, and my intent was to become a foreign correspondent. And before I actually made that step, I was kind of brought into the idea of going to law school by probably one of the premier trial lawyers of his time. His name was Perry Nichols. But all that time no matter how many years I tried cases, I always knew that writing was something I enjoyed, and here I was surrounded with some of the most interesting, compelling stories in the country. From there, I just said, well, gee, it's time to start writing fiction.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
All right, Sir Chucker, while you're through the box office totals, you want to hear me talk about Tom Cruise's movie? What do you want?
You talk about American Made came in second. Very close race at the box office. I'll just do this real quickly. It, number one for the third straight weekend, $17.3 million, $291 million, 4 weeks released. That on a $35 million budget I reported last week. The sequel comes out September 2019. Tom Cruise's new film, American Made, plays second, $17.1 million. That on a $50 million budget. And The Kingsman ran out the top three, $17 million, $66 million in 2 weeks. Lego Movie, another one, plays fourth, and Flatliners, a remake of a 90s movie starring Julia Roberts, came in fifth, 6.7, 0% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, which is very rare. Not many people like that one. But what do you think of America Made?
I thought it was a very good movie, well-told story, not the typical Tom Cruise bill of fare. He was likable in it. He obviously is the strongest character in it. Actually, there weren't many other strong characters in the movie. It's a true story of how the American government put Pablo Escobar into business. That's basically the bottom line, and how some Americans profited greatly. But this guy was a setup of various agencies, and it also pokes fun at Bill Clinton and all of the gossip about the MENA airport. Remember that during the campaign and the whole thing that Clinton set up this big drug cartel, and he was the one who did it? Well, he was a player, according to the movie anyway, but not a large player. But
so on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I give it a 7.5 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where if you're a Cruise fan, you like it, even if you aren't. It's a good story.
And the other big movie next weekend is Blade Runner 2049, Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Should have a pretty sizable opening weekend.
Yeah, and that Billie Jean King, what's-his-face movie was coming out, too, I think, next week. All right, Chucker, good job.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.